Well, thank you.
I like your Universal Monsters behind you. I love
Yeah,
that.
the Wolfman's actually holding the bunny at the moment. He's kind of wrapped around his arm.
Heck yeah,
Yeah.
that's awesome.
Oh, welcome to the Station of Decapitation. Without your head, I'm Nasty Neil, and I'm joined by Dan Foster, director of Easter, Bloody Easter, which is out everywhere right now. So you can go and watch it.
Yes.
All right. So for people
Thanks so much
not,
for having me.
thank you for doing this. Yes. We're only a few days from Easter. Yeah, so it's good timing to put out Easter, Bloody Easter. So you just had the premiere I saw on Facebook. What was that like to watch a movie with an audience?
Oh man, a real dream come true. It was so awesome just to see, the reactions and hear everybody laughing, laughing along. It was a really incredible event, and that's the fun part of getting, up and getting dressed and, getting all spiffy.
I
And
like the use
we
of
just
the word spiffy. I used it just this weekend, and my friend Annabelle's like, "No one ever uses that word." And I'm like, "I'm bringing it back." So I was very happy to
That's
hear that.
right. I like it. But no, it was just an amazing experience, and love seeing it on the big screen, certainly, but also just being able to see it with an audience. I think it's just so cool to hear the reactions. And everybody had a really good time, and the jackalope was there, and the Easter bunny, so
I love it. That sounds great. And how different, for people who don't know, it's your first feature that you've directed. Now you've been in stuff. So how different is it to watch a movie that you weren't, I don't want to say just an actor, like that's not important, but a movie that you've, acted and directed. Is that a different experience to watch with people?
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, obviously I've seen the movie a million times already. So, going into it, I know every moment, every breath, every eye roll, every cough that's going on in the film. And definitely I think there's a little bit more pressure in a way when you've directed it, because you want to make sure that you have told the story, to the best of your ability, and that you really have made a film that audiences can love. Because once I'm done with it, it's like, well, this is yours now. And I really feel with this type of film that I did make it with the fans of the genre in mind. And I was like, they're gonna love this, and I want them to have a great time. And that's really what it's about, going for an hour and a half and just laughing your ass off.
Yeah. And you said not fans of the genre, because I like that. So the jackalope, not to spoil movies, like a guy in a suit, then you've got the bunny puppets, but the gore is very realistic. And I think that really works for the movie. I think if you had the gore more silly with the other silly stuff, it doesn't quite work. But when the gore is like realistic and then you've got the silly monsters, it really works.
Oh, that's so awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, I think so too. And it was important to do everything practical in camera. I grew up watching films like that, so I just wanted to make sure that that art form is being seen and continually being celebrated. We really had a great time making this film, and especially with the demon bunnies, they were a riot to shoot. Because there are puppets, and there's someone puppeteering them, and we just were doing all kinds of crazy wild things. And once I got into the edit, I kind of had to figure out, like, okay, what of this stuff that we've shot with them is going to make it actually into the final cut? So it's fun.
When I looked up the movie and when I saw the puppets like on the Google Images, I was like, "Oh, this is a movie I need to see. This looks very fun." And I'm not just saying this because you hear I say this on the show. I'm a big fan of when people like fight with inanimate objects on a movie. Like they're holding the bunnies, eating them or attacking them. And so that made me happy to see. And what's that like to shoot when you're there? Like, obviously, you said you had fun. I think that comes through in the movie, but is it ever hard for everyone to stay in character, I guess?
I mean, I do think sometimes, yes. I mean, we really laughed our asses off during this entire shoot. I mean, I think between the dialogue being so funny, the characters being so zany, it's really kind of hard not to laugh at each other. especially with what we're doing. So it was a very fun shoot. And, you know, we created a little family. We shot for 17 days and everyone was really sad when it was over. They were like, you know, we want to make more. We want to keep doing this. It's so much fun. And I think with this type of film, you can really just allow yourself to go there. And I think the zanier we were, the better off it played. It was just that that idea of like, well, we really believe this. So if we really believe it, we know the audience is going to believe it too. And I've heard from so many different people that are just like, I know who that church lady is. I know exactly who that woman is. And that just makes me so excited that people are relating to it and are really enjoying themselves, because at the end of the day, that's what I'm here to do, is just take you away and entertain you. So that's what I hope we did.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's super entertaining. I imagine with an audience, it's even more fun. You know, obviously, it's not always possible to do, but when you can, that had to be a good time. And
yeah, it's great with the audience, because they also, too, like, you know, when you're watching a movie, usually people aren't like yelling at the screen, or, you know, most of the time it's pretty quiet. So for us getting to see it at the premiere, and, you know, the theater was filled with cast and crew. So hearing them like yelling at the screen and laughing along was, yeah, it's an experience that, you know, it's very rare to have. And I have definitely had that before on other films, in different capacity, obviously being an actor or producer. And it's kind of almost like going to a rock show. You know, you're like, you're interacting with the visual. And that's really fun.
Yeah, I think that's why horror and comedy are the best movies to watch with an audience, because you can interact and it's like a community event. And like, you could go watch Schindler's List. It's a great movie. But like, to sit around and cry together, I don't know if it's the same experience. I don't know if you're going to be on the screen.
I feel like there's an audience for people who like to cry together too, maybe.
That's true. It's true. Nothing, not a knock on any of them if they're watching the show. So,
right.
Your first movie you're directing, and you're in it. That seems like a big undertaking. So what was that like to direct the movie that you're also starring in?
It was a lot of work. It really, really was. But I think all my years of producing really came into play, because I knew how important it was to have, you know, have my stuff together before I ever stepped foot on set. I did a lot of preparation for this film. You know, I spent a good, I would say, 6 months in pre-production, you know, just lining everything up, going through my shot list with my cinematographer. Like, I wanted to make sure that all of that stuff was good and ready to go, so that I could just step into the role and be able to move forward with everything and know that we got it, and trusted that my team, that we can move on. And that when I got to the edit room, I had what I needed, because I couldn't watch playback every single time. We just, you know, we just didn't have that kind of budget. We were on a very tight schedule. So I couldn't just every time go and like watch, did I get it? So I had to not only trust my process as an actor, but also trust the team of people that was around me to, you know that we got it. And it was an amazing experience. I actually love directing and acting together. I think for me, my personality just lends itself to that, where you know, I like the challenge. And I really put all of myself into it. So
it's something you would like to continue to do?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I love directing and I'm going to continue directing. I have other projects that are, you know, on the way to do that. But specifically acting and directing, we are going to make more of these films, which is very exciting. We're already in development on Easter, Bloodier Easter.
Oh, very good.
And so I will be back in the capacity of Jeannie and directing. But I think that it is it's a lot of work. So it's like, I have to be ready to go on that. And it's like years of your life. I mean, this was 3 or 4 years of my life to do this. So I also have to be willing to like go like, okay, this is a long-term relationship, and you know, go into it with that idea. Mm-hmm. So
the writer who's also in the movie, Allison Lobel, were you friends with her before, or did you just know her through this movie?
Yeah, very good friends. Allison and Kelly, who plays Carol in the film, we went to acting school together and we did a play together. that we did here in Los Angeles and then also in San Francisco. And when the pandemic hit, we actually were going to continue taking that play on the road, but pandemic hit and we were like, well, what are we going to do? And because my background is, you know, mainly in film, I was like, well, let's make a movie. And Allison took the idea of, you know, sort of what we talked about it. And she just brought in the Easter element, the jackalope. She called me and was like, okay, I've written the script and there's demon bunnies and a jackalope and it takes place at Easter. And I was like, hell yeah, let's do this. And read the first iteration of the script, loved it. And she was actually the one that said to me, I want you to direct this because I don't think anyone can tell this story like you can. And that really gave me a lot of self-confidence to have my friend, you know, believe in me that I could do it and tell the story and also play Jeannie. So I give her all the credit in the world, you know, for creating something so fun and hilarious, but also giving me, you know, the confidence to say, like, I could take the helm and do this.
Yeah. And she's great in the movie too.
Yeah, she's really funny. I mean, Allison is like one of those people that you meet. She's so kind-hearted and lovely as a person, but she has such a twisted type of sense of humor. And I love people like that. I'm just like, you are so zany and funny yourself. And that really comes through in the characters and the way that she writes and the way that she writes dialogue. And all that stuff was really important too in the edit, finding the pacing, finding, because it is comedy horror. So I needed to really lean into the comedy elements. And yeah, just collaborating with her, you know, on the script and stuff was really awesome.
I was also a fan of some bunny cam in the beginning of the movie. Maybe you could bring that back for Bloodier Easter.
Heck yeah. Yeah, I love that too. It was such a cool thing. And now that the film is out, I can really start sharing a lot of the behind the scenes stuff. But how we did that was we built it really right on the camera. The special effects people built like a mouth that went right over the lens. And it was so cool to film that day. And you know, I think everyone who worked on the film really loved the film. And I do think that that's very apparent when watching it is like everyone really wanted to be there, you know, and they gave it their all, you know, for all the days. So I loved it. And I can't wait to make more of these.
Yeah. As someone who sees a lot of movies, the ones that I don't enjoy the most are ones where people are just kind of walking through the movie and maybe it's technically well made, but there's like something I've seen a million times. But if people are having fun, even if there's technical flaws or whatever, you look over that and it really comes through, I think.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, especially because you see lots of films. So that really does mean a lot.
And Wally Bird Productions. And did that start with this movie or has that been around?
So Wally Bird has been around since 2018.
Okay.
I was producing for a long time prior to that. I did a lot of different films. And in 2018, I started my own company. And I was freelancing for a long time. And I was always putting teams of people together. And by starting Wally Bird, it really gave me the opportunity to essentially control a lot of what the sets looked like. I really wanted to make sure I had a lot of females on set, a lot of people of color. And we've been able to do that in every production, both in front and behind the camera. And it really means a lot to me because I'm trying to push that needle forward, you know, and get more people who don't have opportunities a lot of times, giving them opportunities. And yeah, we do all kinds of different things at Wally Bird. We do short films, documentaries, music videos, feature films, television pilots. So since 2018, we have made 17 different projects.
Oh, wow.
So, awesome. Yeah. So we're moving and grooving, and we love telling stories and taking people away and, you know, taking them away from their life and entertaining them. So I also want to like give people different perspectives of, you know, different people's stories and what it's like to live as these people and, you know, share stories from people who don't normally get those opportunities to tell their stories. So we're going to keep doing it and hope everybody checks us out.
Yeah. And I thought I saw there was a music video for Easter Blood Easter on your Facebook.
Yeah. So we actually, Yeah, we made five music videos
Oh.
actually from the songs that are in the film, which is really fun. And they all have sort of their own world. And, that was really fun to do. Mark Vogel did the music for the movie, and he got so many great artists to come on board and, want to put their songs in the movie. And we thought it would be really cool and great promotion for the film to also make these music videos. One in particular that I loved making was my song, Honey Bunny. And it was like very, I wanted it to be like the Fabulous Baker Boys style, like very Marilyn. And we just had a blast doing it. It was like taking this world of Easter Bloody Easter and extending it even further.
Yeah. And I noticed you had the Marilyn-esque dress at the premiere. So those had all tied together.
Yes, thank you so much. I felt like I was like going to like the biggest Easter party on earth.
I'm a big fan of holiday horror films, but we have enough Christmas horror movies. I think there's more Christmas horror movies than any horror movie set in any, there's more than Halloween ones. So I like to see something else out there. And now we have a cool Easter or holiday horror film.
Thank you so
Yeah.
much.
And also, have you always been a horror movie fan?
Yes, I have. When I was a kid, I wasn't really, my parents were not, they're not actually into films at all. They're more like sports people. And I like came out tap dancing. So they were like, what the heck are we going to do with this girl? And I did a lot of theater growing up. I'm a big musical theater nerd, and a total goof. And I really started getting into horror, like, I would say probably high school is really when it was, because I didn't really see it at home. My sisters weren't really into it either. It was more like my friends would be like, oh, you have to see this film. And I really love slasher films. That's my favorite genre, because I am always like wanting the killer to kill the
To
people
win,
that
right?
should be
Yeah.
killed.
Yeah.
I also love all the old school Universal monsters, all
I'm
those
happy to hear that.
movies. Yeah, they're my favorite. My parents are a lot older, so growing up, I watched a lot of older films. Like, I would go to school and like tell the kids, like, I just saw this great Katharine Hepburn movie, and they were like, who? So I just watched a lot of classic movies, and definitely when I was a kid, those films I was watching as a kid, because I think they were just older, my parents were older, and that's what, they watched. So I was definitely into that. But as I got to high school, I got more into horror. And then, once you start making horror, I think it's really fun to see other horror films, because you're seeing what other creators are making, and seeing what audiences resonate with. So.
Yeah. No, I grew up watching horror movies, but a lot of crazy stuff. But what are your favorite slasher films? And also, you said your parents were horror fans, but they seemed like they were encouraging. Have they seen Easter Bloody Easter?
Yeah, my mom was at the premiere, which was so amazing. It really was a dream come true, because I'm the last of six kids, and they've always supported me from day one. They were like, okay, you want to do acting, you want to do singing, you want to do dancing, whatever you wanted to do. They gave me those opportunities, and they were willing to take me to those classes and those dance competitions and all those things, even though they weren't really interested in it. So I give them all the credit in the world, because they afforded me those opportunities. And for slashers, I love Nightmare on Elm Street. Freddy is one of my favorite of all time. I think I was so terrified of him, but I like that in a weird way. So yeah, love Freddy. I also love Italian horror as well. Like, I love Suspiria. That's one of my favorite films. And I know a lot of people are either don't know about that film, or are like, really? That's your favorite film? You're weird. And I'm like, yeah, because I think, it really like took the genre and made you feel the creepiest you possibly could. And I think there's that's what is so exciting about the horror genre, is like, you can do the taboo, you can take a crazy idea, and that fear element, that idea of something that is, shocking, you really can get into. And I love that. I think that's what's so exciting about the art form itself.
Yeah. And when you said earlier about your own production company, wanting to make sure there's a lot of women, and, Suspiria is a very female driven film, and before that was, like a thing people thought about.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely. And I will say, that's very inspiring. And a lot of there aren't a lot of female directors, period. And there's definitely not a lot of female horror directors, and hopefully that will start to change. But we had a 95% female crew on Easter Bloody Easter. And that was the best thing ever. I mean, I actually wanted an all female crew to begin with. But there were some people that I've worked with before who are great, and they just happen to be males. So,
Don't hold it against them.
Yeah, exactly. But I just wanted to give women an opportunity to be at leadership positions, and we just don't usually get them. We're not at the table, or people are like, well, there's nobody really doing it, but we are out here. We are. So look for us, and if given the opportunity, hire us, because we have something to add, to the conversation. And I think, the more inclusive we can be in this world, period, the better world we're going to have.
Yeah. On the independent horror level, it's definitely something. I think they're ahead of the curve on that. People are very inclusive in the independent horror world. I go to a lot of festivals. I also want to ask one thing about, had you ever used a katana before?
No, I definitely have not. And I worked with our stunt coordinator on that to make sure that I was looking like I knew what the heck I was doing. And it was really fun. The thing is really heavy, and I didn't realize how heavy it actually
right.
is.
Yeah.
So I really was, using my arm strength and making sure that I could hold this thing and that it looked believable that I was actually using it as well. So, all the stunts and stuff were really exciting to do. And all the actors did their own stunts. When the guy falls off the roof, that is our stunt man. And he was like, I want to get hit by a car, or I want to fall off the roof. And I was just like, okay. I was like, how about you fall off the roof? We'll do that. And
was that
like,
in the
okay,
script,
great.
Or did you have to write, well, let's write something in about someone falling off a roof now?
So when we met Joel Coriel, who is the stunt coordinator, it was not written in specifically that anyone fell off the roof. It was just that during the Easterpalooza pandemonium, when everything starts going crazy and people are dying left and right, we knew that we had to create the world where there was stuff going on everywhere and it was just complete chaos, which I love. I love when something, normal turns into total chaos. And when we were rehearsing, he was just like, I want to do something that's unique and fun. And he's like, I've actually never fallen off a roof in a film, so can I do that? And leave it to your stunt person to say, like, I want to fall off the roof. So I was like, okay, cool, if you want to do it. Obviously we made sure that he was safe, and that's his area of expertise. So he set it up so that, everything was, safety first.
Yeah.
But it's so fun to see it. And it also just made sense. I'm like, these bunnies are coming from everywhere. So having some fall off the roof.
And I'm happy for him. You got to fall off a roof now. Yeah. It's off his, bucket list. Now you have to write a car of someone getting hit by a car for Easter Bloody or Easter.
Exactly.
Keep them happy. Yeah. And where can people follow Wally Bird and yourself, to watch the music videos and see what's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can check out wallybirdproductions.com, and then you can also check us out on Instagram at Wally Bird Productions. Wally Bird also has a YouTube page at Wally Bird Productions. And then definitely come say hi to me. I'm at Diane Foster Official on Instagram and Facebook. And I really love hearing from people. I get back to all my direct messages. If you comment on stuff, I will comment back. I love hearing from people. And if you have ideas, if you want to just say hello, if you want to tell me what you thought of Easter Bloody Easter, please come and say hi. I absolutely love hearing from everyone.
Awesome. All right. Well, people go check out Easter Bloody Easter. It's really fun. And I'm not just saying that. It's a good time. I love the demon bunnies. I love the jackalope. I love all the characters. It's a fun horror movie. And there's a lot of feel bad horror movies out there. Here's one that you can just watch and have a good time with.
Love it. Thank you so much for
Thank you.
having me.
Yeah, of course, anytime. And congratulations on your first feature film. And I hope to see Easter, bloodier Easter, maybe Easter, bloodiest Easter, and whatever else after
Exactly. Thank you
that.
so much. I really appreciate
Yeah, thank you.
it. Nice meeting you.
You as well.
I'm gonna be your only lady, baby.